Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Upside.com, a new way to buy business travel. Upside bundles your flights and hotel together for one low price. That saves your company so much money, they're able to reward you in the form of popular gift cards every time you buy a trip. Visit Upside.com and use promo code TRIP to get at least a $100 Amazon gift card the first time you buy a trip. Save on business travel and get a gift card every time. Minimum purchase required. See Upside.com promo code TRIP for complete details.
Hello and welcome to Universal Energy Radio's Blog Talk New Edition show of Liahona and the New Friends, and I am your host, Pam Rennie, and I am so pleased to be here with you today. We have a new moon, and I had no idea I was beginning the show on the new moon, and I got a little technical challenge here. Just hang on one moment. I want to begin by talking about the new moon and what is happening today and what is available. And then there's lots to talk about. Bear with me as I'm working through this interesting little tech thing. There we go. So, okay, work through that. I'm trying to open the chat and that's not working. There we go. All right, thanks for being patient. What an interesting start. I went to press the chat and actually completely lost my dashboard, navigating on a wing and a prayer for a moment. So again, hello and welcome. I am really jazzed with energy just flowing through me at the possibilities of all there is and of being back live in the airways with you after an absence, a quiet period of almost a year and a half. So welcome. Thanks for joining in. And today, as I just mentioned, it's new moon in Taurus. So what is possible in this new moon energy? I want to talk about that first and then talk about my intentions and the intentions of this show, what's available for you, the purpose of this show, and then launch into what is available. Introduce the new friends, introduce Liahona and what this is all about. So first, new moon, new birthing, and oh my gosh, we are changing and birthing and turning over at such a rapid rate, it's like a blink of an eye. And so this new moon in Taurus is really about the gift of remembrance, reminding us to listen deep within our hearts, everything this year that's taken place for me has been a reminder to tune in to me. So for Mystic Mama, I love what Pat Lilly shares. I think I'm saying her name right, Lilith. Well, anyway, I love her energy. She says it's about relaxing and loving what is. I like that. After all the multiple retrogrades of April, sounds good. The Taurus energy teaches us to fully and deeply appreciate what we have right here in front of us, not just about what's next and what we want to get. Seems really valuable. She talked about listening and responding to the heartbeat of our galaxy. If you've heard anything lately about the Schumann's resonance and the heartbeat of our Earth, that's a big wow. I shared on my Facebook page, Everyday Alchemist, and you can go to Everyday Alchemist and find what I shared yesterday. There's a lot of great information. I love what Mastering Alchemy YouTubed about the Schumann resonance, but what I shared yesterday that you will find there is very encompassing about Schumann's resonance, and we are synchronistically also changing with this heartbeat of the Earth. We are so connected. So as we, as Pat says, quote, you can run around like a chicken, and we do good at that, or you can press your inner ear to the heartbeat and align and listen and entrain, because that is taking place whether we're aware or not, to what is the immense energies at the center of the universe. And I love this most of all. In that paying attention, when we're focused in the Saturn energy, we can receive enlightening transmission, new ways of perceiving and communicating who we are in a shifting reality. That's so big, I'm going to say that again. If we're well focused, that's Saturn energy, we can receive enlightening transmission, new ways of perceiving and communicating who we really are in a shifting reality. Amen to that. That is happening, and this is all available for you right here, right now. And I apologize, I'm having an issue, or I'm not, but my PC is having an issue with opening the chat, so I hope to get that resolved. But in the meantime, what else? Why am I here? I was nudged to share tools, insights, messages with you on your journey, on your path. I have been through some amazing shifts. Some of the stories I long to share with you as insights for you to glean from. And yes, it is about time for us to embrace our differences. I come not from any type of pedestal where I say, hey, I've done this so well, I want to show you. It's not about that at all. It's simply about becoming more comfortable in who I am and knowing who I am, as the way shower, as the guide, as the alchemist and channel, that when I hear a nudge to share, I rejoice in the opportunity to do just that. And that's the purpose. So my intention is to have a conversation that makes a difference, that has a value, that's uplifting, that's exciting. It brings that hope back into your moment that helps you say, yes, I can stand in my power. I can embrace my uniqueness, my gifts, my tools. And only for your highest good and highest expression on your journey. We are surrounded in this template, as I invite you to step in, the template that is this time together. In a sense, it's really like a class, you could call it that. It's a gathering. That is this purpose. And we gather in a sacred space that's been created. So however you found your way here, you are meant to be here. Whether in the moment now or listening to this archive class moons later, matters not. It's all timeless. And I do intend to be that pure, clear guide and channel of pure, positive source energy. So hello and welcome. We will talk about alchemy. We will clear our throat chakras. And we will talk about what is available. And so there's a lot to cover. Today is a foundational class. It's a birthing. And wow, have I been feeling it. Physically, our bodies are recalibrating. They're requiring a bit of a catch up. You see this shift that we are in, this evolution, this whatever we want to call it, very purpose-filled raising of the earth, raising it back from the fall of consciousness where we all walk through this duality of third dimension of right, wrong, good, bad. You know the story. And now we walk more firmly in fifth dimension where there's choice, where there's possibility that truly is a reality, where manifesting becomes so instantaneous that sometimes we even doubt that really happened. This is going to be a time where we are with friends, and I come to you as your friend. You may not know me. You may not think you know me, but chances are good that before we came here in this physical body, we knew each other well, and we said, oh, wow, you're going to experience that? I know about that, and I'll be there to help you. And isn't that what friends do? Don't we have some of our best laughters, our best journeys, our best sharings, our best love, our best first experiences, and yes, even our most heartache with friends. Some friends come into our lives just for a moment. Some are here for a lifetime. and I'm here to present you with some new friends. Friends both in physical bodies like me and like you, that will come on the show periodically to share their journey and their experiences and the tools they have to offer. But always present will be the new friends that are not in physical form. We will hear from them as they will share insights, tips for you. And there will also be opportunities for you to ask questions and get answers. So take a breath. If you have to multitask, no problem. But if you're at a place where you can just stop and pause and be in the energy, I invite you to do so. And I promise that by the next week's show, I'll have this chat figured out because it's still not working. So I'll take that as a I'll take that as a meaning as the chat's not working, and I apologize. For those of you who choose to call in, the call-in number is 718-664-9124. So I'll talk a little bit about what does it mean to take questions. And because I knew I was going to present that opportunity ahead of time, I called on a couple of my dear friends and said, hey, they've worked with me. They've taken classes, and they've already been introduced to the new friends. And I said, do you have questions for them that we could address on the show? So I have those already in queue that will come forward in a bit. So let's pause. This is a time for you to also recalibrate as our bodies are catching up, as I said. What does that mean? Well, we are souls. We are spirits, having a spiritual experience in a human body. Go ahead and spin your throat chakra, please. You see, as I personally have expanded in a very huge way in the last few days into this journey, what am I noticing? My throat chakra is letting me know it needs some attention because that's where I'm speaking the will, the divine will of the Creator. My solar plexus has asked for some attention, for that is my will center. And as I've merged those two wills to even in a more pronounced way step into my role as the Liahona to you and to me, those areas are calling out. In a bad way? Nope, not at all. You see, in this dense physical body, it's being altered and changed. And everything taking place on our planet and in the universe and multiverse now is assisting us. Is it always comfortable? No, it's not. Can it be more comfortable? Yes. The more you align with the truth of who you are, and get through that discomfort or the comfortable discomfort of being in the uncomfortable place, what does that mean? We get so used to the discomfort that it's the breaking through that leads to the more comfortable place. You see, it's not always comfortable to think of stepping outside of that uncomfortable comfort zone. Being big, being bigger, speaking our truth. Oh my! You know, I come from that place where I experienced being a hider. I did a great job at that. You see, in this physical body in my early years, probably very much carried forward from other experiences, and you've heard me say this or not, or you will for the first time, I was really shy, very quiet. I was not that student that raised my hand and spoke out. I was not that rebel teenager, but maybe in my own little quiet way. So that when I opened up to my clairaudience, did I know consciously, hey, you know what, when I grow up, I'm going to channel archangels and ascended masters? No, that is not the vision at all that I knew was what I signed up for, but I did. And I'm here to let you know that you signed up for things too. So allow me to be the way shower of saying, yes, you can, because I did. And as I stepped into that role, I still didn't leap out there to the world and say, yoo-hoo-hoo, here I am. No way. Are you kidding? I was shaking in my shoes going, what am I supposed to do with this now? And sitting in the energy of it, and the awe of it, and the bigness of it, and the beauty of it, and a little bit in the very much of what am I going to do with this now. And it's been an amazing journey that evolved, that grew, as journeys do. And I became clear that I'm the mentor, the way shower, the channel. Why do I share this? Because I want you to know, really, I'm not that different than you. But I learned it's a lot more uncomfortable to hide. And so I followed the nudge, and here I am. And what happened yesterday as I birthed and continued on this new show is this. The Liahona came forward. What is that? It's a name. It's a tool. It's who I am. The compass. The way shower. The path to God, to divine source energy. Now that was pretty huge. I know, it probably sounds simple, like, okay, tell us something we don't know. Now you know that. And let me go back a little bit more. As I share my intention of my journey, it's to assist you to awaken into your spiritual gifts. You may be very firm in your foundation of your gifts. Congratulations. And I mean that wholeheartedly. And yet I also know there's more. And there's more for you to be and do, and now is the time. So you see, there I am minding my own business on my journey about a year ago, a little over a year ago. And the forefront of my path has been that of mastering alchemy. That was my homecoming. That was my path to remember and connect with the archangels and ascended masters. That was my path to creating and living and being in my light body. And so it was when one of those classes about a year ago, in listening to Jim Self speak, where he mentioned the new beings. He talked about our connections with other energies, and I thought, how intriguing. There was nothing I felt desirous to seek out, but I knew that my receptor points were very open to my clairaudience, and that I continued to open them as I worked with Yeshua, as I worked with Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Anna, and that last year Divine Mother in her fullness came forward. But I knew there was more, something really unique and different. And again, I just kept on. Didn't feel like the time or learning to look into, because, you know, early on my path it was, tell me what there is for me to do. Tell me who I am. Show me the way. And I wanted it to drop down right now. I wanted it just to show itself. I was so eager. I was so fresh, so green, so new, and I didn't want to wait. I wanted it right then. Goodness knows my soul knew there was a value in little bits at a time. How overwhelming would it have been to know all that I know now back then? And that is the same for you. So I allowed that feeling to percolate as I felt these new energies around me. And really, truthfully, in my humanness, I thought it was Divine Mother, and she came forward in her bigness, in her fullness, and in a way that she had not been on the earth in those energies before. And we worked together in classes and in private sessions, and it was beautiful. And she's very present now because you're asking for some nurturing. You're asking for some knowing that you're doing it right. You are. You can't do it wrong. Even in those things that you feel that you've done wrong, there is a value. So allow this nurturing right now to take place. Feel that arm around you. We use these reference points of an arm from Divine Mother for our own understanding so that we can get it. But you may feel it however you feel it. You see, on this show, you've got permission to awaken to how you interpret your answers and your feelings and your expression. And at the forefront of the purpose of this show is that, the freedom for you to be you. So take a breath. I was really commanding the way I said that. All right. And take another good breath. You're breathing in the infinite wisdom of the Creator. So now this year, actually it was winding down of last year. Once again, I'm in a class with Jim Self, and he references these new beings And there are new waves of light that have come forward through the sun that are assisting us in our evolution, clearing away the old fragments, the old that's not serving us, smoothing out our energy fields, and really expanding our consciousness. And he said at that moment to say hello to the new friends. Now, I felt that with my entire being, and I sat bolt upright, and I felt an excitement, and he didn't say anything more than that. And there was another time when he came forward and talked a little more about them and how he communicated with them, and by then, I'd already been feeling more of them, and a door was opened. And it was opened by a beloved, dear soul in a client one-on-one session. When I thought to myself, as we were preparing to meet over the phone, as she's across the country from me, I thought, there's a message for her. And I felt into who was coming forward. And I thought, huh, this feels really different. How interesting. And we connected by phone, and I said, I know there's a message. And so frequently, Mary Magdalene came to her, or Toth, or one of her guides. And I said, who does it feel like is coming forward? And I didn't tell her my experience, but she said, she was quiet. She said, I don't know. It feels new. And I knew she was also feeling what I had felt, and I knew it was the new friends. This was only about 6 weeks ago. And I had a lot of questions, and they came in with gusto. And they came in with a lot of energy. And they came in with bags packed to stay. And stay they did. For it is only a day later that again they came forward with another beloved, dear one, in a one-on-one session. And they have come forward in a very different way ever since. So who are these great beings? That was my big question. And as I sat with my Akashic records opened, to ask the questions of, who are you? And most importantly, from a place of my responsibility, what are my agreements with these friends and these beings? For as a channel, it is essential for me and all of you to know your agreements. Who are your agreements with? To be certain, they're only divine energies. And by universal law, do you know that when a being comes to you and you ask the name, that they can only state the truth of who they are? I knew it's my responsibility also to be in my seniority and not to give up my seniority to any energies. And so from that moment on that I said yes and opened that door, the friends came in. I wanted to rename them almost right away as I realized my agreements. Because what an odd title. Who are they? I said. So take a breath. For they are my friends and your friends as well. They are passionate, passionate about you, about your successful ascension, about our beloved planet. And you see, they did not participate in the fall of consciousness. There are many that didn't. Think of our beloved Sanat Kumara. Do you know that he went on exile from Venus when our planet had fallen so far, they thought, they, whoever they are, there was no hope, that he said, wait, I see a way. And he held our beloved planet until a way was formed and a path was walked and a success was created. And in 2013, he came forward and said, well done. The Earth has been restored on 11-11-11 as a Christed planet once again. And I have stayed around to see that seated, and my role is complete, and he stepped back. Oh, he's still present, but it was a changing of the guard. And you see, that is such with the new friends. They are multidimensional beings. They are from Sirius, from the Galactic Council, from the Council of Light and Love. They sit at the right hand of the Creator. And they are love. And they are your friends. And they now are participating. For they were not interested, could not participate, had other duties, however we want to phrase it. But now that we have reached a certain level in our evolution, the changing of the guard has taken place and they've come forward. So take a breath as a lot of energy is taking place and moving forward and running through your space. Just be a moment, allowing your bodies to recalibrate, calibrate, and be. Friends show up when you need them most, don't they? The friends you can pour your heart out to. The friend you think of when a song comes on the radio. The friend that you long to see when you haven't seen in a while. We'll journey with these friends in just a moment. But I wanted to share a little background, for they have been ever present, and they are not better than others, different, yes. The archangels, ascended masters, in fact, today there is an entire uniting of all those beings, for they love one another and they work together in unison, in unity, separate in their own identities, like we. We are a collective human race, and we are an individual spark of the Creator. Very much our own unique personalities. And in the energies now, you may feel a lot of physical sensations. You may not. Each experience is your own. But I do. And know that that is happening for your good, that your soul is leading this journey and this experience. So just take a moment in quiet, have a sip of water, and let's see where we're going next, as there is a lot to cover. I want to talk about how their friends are different than channeling, for me anyway, the archangels or ascended masters. I noticed right away it was a different experience, and I've been saying to clients, my channeling experience is different after we'd had that experience together. I couldn't put my finger on it. With an archangel or ascended master, the information flows out. I'm conscious and senior in my energies, but it's as if I'm not fully in my body, and I step aside as they come in. And I don't often remember everything until I tap into it. I can interpret it and feeling. With the new friends, it's emerging. I'm interpreting their blocks of energy as they present to me. I'm interpreting what I could call a radio signal from them. They're not in human body. They've never been in bodies. So it's different. It's definitely a co-creation, a collaboration. And while the experiences are different, as you may notice as we come together, they also are here to assist you in a different way. So I'm going to go to some questions right now and bring in the new friends to answer the questions. And then we'll do some energy work and see where else we go. I'm going to pause also for a moment. The purpose of the pause is allowing everything to come to present moment, for this is taking place right here in the now. And they have a lot to say, so they're wanting to merge more fully. So as I said, this will be a time where you can bring your questions forward. And I wanted to ask them ahead of time so you could have an idea, an example, and questions asked. And it's a good thing I did, because the chat's not working. So I did not form an answer to these questions ahead of time, but I know the questions. So as I'm going to bring them up, and I'm going to merge with the new friends and say hello to them, and they will answer the questions, and then they will carry on for the showtime. So this first question is from my dear friend Lee, and this is what she asked. How do I get the guidance I need, and that I can be sure it's not just me telling what I want to hear? Now, I'm first going to, as the Liahona, address that. That's a question we all, in fact, all of these questions, you may not have a reference point from the actual question, or you may, but know that there's a value to all of it coming forward, and that's a question that we are really all looking at right now. I notice that we are really looking for answers. And you see, through our journey, especially in the third dimension, we looked outside of ourselves. We went to the doctors when we were sick for answers, and they told us what was wrong, and they told us what to take, and we did that. We looked to the news to tell us what was going on. We didn't think we had choice. We certainly didn't think we had much power, and all of that shifted and changed. And yet we still have been in the experience of doubt. And so let's step out of that doubt and step into our innate wisdom of knowing. Let's step into our sacred hearts, and let's let the new friends give their answer and their insights to that question. We adore this question and the person from which it came, named Lee, and that is a new name that she birthed, as she stated to this vehicle 9 years ago yesterday. She, and we tell this story because we do, she did not resonate with her birth name any longer, and upon some soul searching and some experiences, she realized she had the opportunity and the wisdom to change the vibration of her name, the numerology of her name, and she chose the name she chose for a grand purpose, a rebirthing. And 9 years ago of her time, she was birthed. And here today, we experience many and multiple rebirthings, but we say to answer the question this: who would know the answer better to what you seek than you? You see, as part of your journey, as these great spiritual beings that you are, as the multidimensional beings that are squished down, if you will, into this human form, you've forgotten who you are. And you walked this journey thinking you are separate from Source, and you now know you are not separate, never were, but you walked it being that. And you are becoming more awakened to who you are. You are, whether you know it or not, it is taking place and happening. But in the busyness and your distractions, do you notice? And so we say to you this: your soul, your spirit, in your connection with all that is, with your connection to your guides, as you call them, you see, we are like the frequency of the radio tuner. We are like the bandwidth of energy that when you tune in to your own dial, if you will, or let us use the Liahona, the compass, you have your own unique navigation system within you. Your emotions are part of that, your feelings, your thoughts. Your thoughts are going to tell you right away what your alignment is. Are you aligned for your highest good? Are you aligned with your most disastrous creation desire? We can't stress enough. What do you want to experience? Choice, my friends, is available. Decisions, you have the power to decide. So who knows best than you? So the question is, beloved, where are you holding your attention as you ask the question? You see, if you ask the question in the fear, lack place, and have you not experienced enough of that already? Can you be done with that? Do you not know there's an abundance right here? An abundance of energy, which is the source of everything. We are energy. You are energy. Is there enough of you? Probably someone in your life said to you, you are too much. Dismiss that thought. Too much love you are, we say. Now, breathe in. We say to you, the tool of your own intuition, we call it a tool, for it is, in a sense, it's your imagination. It is like a muscle, and the more you use it, the stronger you become, the more familiar you become with that, the more you recognize your own soul signature, the more you recognize that innate wisdom and the truth of the answer. Does this make sense to you, we ask? And yet there's more. And the more is this. How do you know? You do know. Do you like the answer? for this vehicle experienced an answer yesterday when the question didn't seem to be formed. Was she comfortable in that growth expansion? Not exactly. For you see, a new name came to her. So we'll answer your question too like this in a story. We are merged as one, so let me share a personal story for myself, speaking as the spokesperson with the new friends. I received a channeled reading for the first time in my life, actually, in human form. And I feel there's confusion, so I will let me explain this. As I merge with a new friend, I am very conscious, meaning Liahona, Pam as Liahona. And I'm speaking for me in my experience now. But the friends are still very much merged with me. So there I was, at the suggestion of some dear friends, and dear friends are like that. I went to a beautiful, wonderful energy worker of multi-talent, as we all are and you are, and asked for a reading for the first time. I'd never done that. And as I sat down, the first thing she said to me was, I see that there's, some of this is my words, my experiences, I remember it from so long ago. She wouldn't record. I was so disappointed. But that was how she chose to do things, and for her, strong reasoning, and that's okay. So I have to remember from my reference point. But she said, I see for you to change your name. I was aghast. I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me. And she said, even legally, and she said, I don't ever say that, but the reason is you're not that person anymore. You're not the same as your given name, and it's really about closing the door to the past experiences and being in the energies and numerology-wise of this new name. And she said, it'll come to you. And I sat there kind of aghast, a little bit horrified, thinking, I hope the rest of this goes way better than this, because, huh? That was not something I sought to do. Now, I know many have done that. And I admire their purpose and their reasoning and the beauty of their new names. But me? Come on. Well, the rest of the session went beautifully. And as I gathered with my friends and shared that with them, they were like, well, maybe it's for later. And I said, sounds good to me. Later, yeah, maybe later, never. And I closed the door, kind of. Apparently it was left open a crack. And I've leapt forward in my journey. By catapults, by leaps and bounds. I did a soul unification process for myself that really was the catalyst for my leap forward. And that's something you can participate in too. That has already been done once and it's being requested to be done again. And so I'll pause for what seems like an infomercial right now, but if you go to sacredjourneymentor.com, and I'll add the link in the show write-up, you will see under classes soul unification process. And that's all I have to say about that. You may feel into it. But as I said, I grew by leaps and bounds, and there I was, merging with these new friends, and they came to stay. A very unique experience, unlike the Ascended Masters or Archangels. It was different. Just different. Not good, not bad. But expanding, and they said to me, no more baby steps. I went, okay. So here this new show was an unfolding of a couple of weeks, maybe a month, and a beautiful, all-inspiring connecting with Anna Bangulin, who you know, of course, who we conducted in the phone conversation. She said, oh my gosh, here I'm back on the air, and here you are. And a new show was born. I didn't know first I'd bring the new friends forward because I still remain a little bit shy and quiet, and maybe I'm nurturing that. And they're in my face going, really? We said no more small. And I had some discomfort in my body. And I said, this is apparently what's going to happen. If I'm going to try to squeeze my bigness into this body, it's going to be a little uncomfortable. And do I really want to be uncomfortable anymore in my expansion? I think it's time to step up. And so there I was, planning for the show to be airing today. And I remembered that session about the new name. Huh, wow, that's interesting, I thought. I wonder if there's value in that. Maybe so. Maybe I'll sit with that a little bit longer. Maybe it's like an alias, you know, ghostwriters and all that. And as I walked out of my office, stepping away from a private session, preparing for the next private session, the word dropped in as I walked into my kitchen, Liahona. Now I knew what that meant. I knew the meaning behind the word Liahona. And I went, wow, Liahona. How sweet, kind of pretty, kind of feminine. It's not a person that I know of, it's a tool. And I jumped into my next session and didn't say a word. And quickly Googled Liahona when we were done and was reminded what I knew. It's a sort of compass. That's fitting. Do you know how many times in my private sessions and classes I reference the compass? Yeah, a lot. Queen Bee, it said. Well, I've been told I'm a way shower. And then I sat there kind of trembling, shaking in my boots a little bit, going, am I really going to change my name to Liahona? Now I am in my transparency sharing this with you. Because they said to. Because they said there was a meaning and a purpose. And as the day progressed, and as I counseled again with my dear friend, who is an Akashic record reader, Gail, and I said, I'd like to open my records, please. And I had already actually sat a lot with the energies and knew many of the answers, but don't we often still seek outside of ourselves a little bit of that validation? And the beauty of the birthing was this. The very person asking this question texted me yesterday. And she texted me something she'd never texted me before, and she said, it's my birthday. And I immediately went, no, it's not her birthday. It's the 31st of October. What does she mean? And I kept reading, and she said it was the birthday of her new name. Now, that happened directly after the name Liahona dropped in for me. Huh, do we say a collective woe? Do you think there was an accident in that? I don't. Do you think all of my friends from beyond the veils were collecting to say there's a new energy for you to step into? And as I sat with my Akashic records open, I could see a birthing coming from me, an aspect of me. Suddenly I had a glimpse of what it really means to be a divine spark of the Creator, of an aspect of Creator, because I saw a new birthing of an aspect of me, Liahona. I haven't even had time to share this with my dearest friends. It happened so fast. My husband called and said, as he was traveling on the road, what's up? And I said, oh my gosh, you wouldn't believe what's up. And I rambled all this on Liahona. And he goes, doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, but okay. Suddenly I thought, should I have told him this? I don't know why I told him. It doesn't matter. And he called later and said, so, can I just call you Leah? Take a breath. Oh my gosh. Do you see how the answers are unfolding? And now we, the new friends, address. Do you see how the answers come in multiple ways and multiple times? And do you think that this beloved vehicle that we've merged with thought for a minute that she'd made that up? She did, but she knew she didn't make it up because there was no way that that title was in her conscious awareness. So, beloved, believe. Ask more questions. Ask from your higher self point, the gateway created by the soul for you to connect with your soul. How does the answer feel? Does it kind of make you shake in your boots a little bit because it feels so new and fresh and invigorating and a little bit scary? Isn't stretching always that way? Do you think that this vehicle thought, maybe I'll just do the show next week instead of this week? Sure. How would that have felt? Not that good. So she chose to jump in. She didn't sleep most of the night because we were bugging her. We were recalibrating her body, all of her channels and receptor points. Sometimes not perfectly comfortable because how else would she be aware of the change if she didn't feel that sensation in her throat that would cause her to clear or tone a sound or spin that chakra? Not from the place of, oh my gosh, something's wrong. Can you see the higher purpose and vibration in this? And do not the best stories come from those that have been so, we will say, maybe down in their luck, you might call it, that births from them something magnificent? For heaven's sakes, look what it took to get their attention, to get them to be quiet. But also their bodies were being changed and altered. So, beloved Lee, allow. Practice with and notice where you ask the question from. Does this help answer your question? Good. And we hope that has helped for all of you as well. Now we'll go to beloved Justine. Justine is here to bring justice. She only learned that recently. We've known that forever and ever and ever. And say, finally, Justine asked this. Justine has also been in session and been reacquainted with us, the new friends. And that is what we choose to be titled. And there's more about that we'll discuss next time. But for now, here is her question, and we love this question. Quote, I noticed their work with colors. Just beautiful. What else will they be assisting us with? Yes, that is true. We have assisted in bringing the waves of light through the great central sun. They've been bathing your planet for what you might call 10 months or so of your time. And we also bring new colors forward. There are colors that are coming to your planet that have not been here before. Yes, how exciting is that? What'll Crayola name them? You may see them. You may notice them. Our signatures are love. We are vast in purpose. And so while the new listeners hearing this, we do work with the colors, which are the seed of the rays of creation. Many colors. The first three rays of creation, and this may be a different reference from what you've heard, and we will say to you this, that what you've heard encompasses what we speak of. It is an aspect of. The first ray of creation being the white ray, the will of the Creator. The second ray, the red ray, the ray of transformation, the ray of all color is red. And the third ray, the love of the Creator, is in a radiant blue. And yet you see, we'll say we've brought love also in a green color code. What else will we work with? You know this already, but we work by demonstrating the ways of being a fifth, sixth, seventh, 11th dimensional being. We do that by showing up and being who we are. As we merge with this vehicle we call her, we are in our soul signature essence. We are in our creation. We merge with her soul creation, and we extend to your soul creation by being who we are. There's a vibration, many actually, that are emitted. And as you are tuned to the frequency that you are tuned to, and that is done by your soul, that you have no real awareness of it, but you're learning to, as you tune your compass, which is your frequency emitter, you receive these bandwidths of energy, these sounds that you don't hear with your ears, these color codes and everything else unnamed that we emit, that we by being are in. And what that creates for you is an alignment. Now, we do nothing to you, for you in the body operate by divine will, by freedom of choice, freedom of agency and expression. But your soul operates also by that. And you see, as if we will liken it to something mundane as particles of dust. As you walk through a room, you don't see the dust in the air, do you? But it's there. It lands on the furniture. It lands on things, annoying as it is to you. You don't see it as you walk through the air, but it is there and it collects upon you. That is what these frequencies are like. And when they connect with you suddenly, even without your knowing, thoughts and ideas will pop into your mind. The answer will be where the question lies. Like this vehicle walking into her kitchen, not even thinking, she's asking consciously the question is, what is my name going to be? What is the opportunity for me to vibrate in a new name? She didn't consciously think that was there, but there it was, and the answer plunked right in. We assist you with love, because we do love you, and we love this planet Earth, and we stand in awe of all that's taking place that you cannot even see now. Oh, you see the drama and the noise out there. Good grief. Pay not attention to that. Yes, there is a divine purpose unfolding, unraveling, and it is unraveling and unfolding. Quite miraculously, you could call it. We'll assisting you most of all by remembering who you are, by being the love that you are and awakening to that love so that you can first understand your purpose in holding that level of love for your planet and for humanity and for others, for truly you hold it for even the multiverses. But we'll have you think that you're holding it for others because you seem to do better at thinking you can serve than you can others than you can serve yourself, and then you'll realize that you are loving yourself too. How can you truly serve others with an empty cup, they say? Can you see the beauty of what is being shared now and the spark for you to be the unique individual that you are? For we could spend days, weeks, months, hours answering this question. But we enjoy dribbling on you, they say, a little bit at a time. And we leapt in today in a big way. In fact, quite honestly, the container that had been prepared that you are in as listening had a different type of vision. But we went with exactly what was called forward. So thank you for your questions. And thank you for inviting us in to speak. And we will now let Leah Hona be the director, the spokesperson for the remaining time together. And as friends, we say to you, we look forward to meeting again. All right, so take a deep breath as we have been led and guided. Where our souls asked. And let us now participate in some energy work, as they call it. Kind of a smoothing out, a balancing, a grounding, all the energies that have taken place. And I will say to you, spend some time in quiet today. Write if you choose to write. There was so much that was going to come forward that didn't, and it will. But ask your questions of yourself, of your soul, and just sit. Don't ask questions. Sit in quiet and be. Be the beauty of who you are and allow this new moon to rebirth an even bigger, more beautiful you. And for now, take a breath. And there is a tool that was brought forward to me last year with the work of Divine Mother, who is coming here again now in the forefront as the Divine Mother of all. She is the aspect of all the names you know her by, but is represented in the fullness of that. And she says to you, look, above your head at your ninth chakra, there's a halo. It's as big as what you'll call a hula hoop in size. And it rests there. And as of right now, it is raining down upon you the indigo codes of light. In the center of this halo, there's a condensing of the light where it's deeper in hue, and it flows from above right through that center column that is you, from your crown out your root. At the width of the halo, it's raining down upon your auric field with beautiful, gentle drops of rain. This indigo coating is smoothing out your auric field. It's providing a cleansing and integrating and doing what the indigo coating does best. And as Saint Germain works so diligently with this violet flame that's encompassed within the indigo code, he says to you now, as this light flows through your heart, there, beloveds, I stored a spark of the indigo coating to be awakened, and that will bring forth the violet flame's activation and fullness, and this indigo code sparked within your heart was a promise that I would come forward at this time to you to assist you in remembering. And so for those of you who are new to activating this spark, do so now and allow this indigo code to serve you. And just allow it to gently wash over you, flowing in through and around, and know this Holy Ghost is present, the Holy Spirit. You're encircled with Divine Mother's love, with the love of Yeshua, and truly with the love of all that is. And just be in the stillness of this for a moment. and allow your body to ground. Be grounded. See a cord of light from the tip of your spine all the way to the core of Mother Earth, grounding off all the electromagnetic energies. And even ask your first chakra for the purpose of assisting your grounding and grounding off all the noise. Allow it to comfortably turn to 10% open. And now go to your second chakra and ask it to also close to 10% open. And they will open the minute you are ready to stand and move forward. And now your third chakra, if you are in a female body, allow that to close to 75% open. And the male body to 50% open. Take a breath. And allow all the aspects of frequencies, magnetic and electrical thoughts, feelings, emotions that you are ready to let go of just to simply dissolve and ground off you now. Aya, Asher, Aya, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Shaddai. Take a breath and place your hand upon your heart and be in your heart center. And as I speak, there is much energy flowing through me. It may also be through you, but your experience is unique unto yourself. Please reach out to me if you would like assistance or support. You may email me at Pam, P-A-M, at PAMRENNIE.com or at sacredjourneymentor.com. Reach out. Find the tools of support under free gifts there to support you and assist you also. And take a deep breath and know you're not the same as when you first started listening to the show, and know that you had no idea what was in store, that you are more aligned in your wholeness and a little bit more into the truth of who you are. Let that expand and grow in the most comfortable way. Take a breath and do drink lots of water in the days to come and rest. Rest, for your bodies are catching up and recalibrating, for your soul spirit is leaps ahead on the journey as purposely designed. And breathe in the love. And bring out the love. Breathe in the light, a green coat of light. And breathe out the love. Breathe in the love. And breathe out the light. And continue a moment in that circular breath of breathing in love and light. Grounded, present, focused. And when you're ready, if your eyes were closed, just breathe them open, allowing them to remain unfocused a moment. Notice the room that you sit in, the chair that you're sitting upon. Feel your physical body and ground yourself present in your body. You might feel heavy, and that's wonderful. That's you being more present in your body. Lots of water, lots of love. And I'll draw this time to a completion for this moment of time in our experience together and ask you to tune in again next Wednesday at noon for the Liahona and the new friends. With much love to you and many blessings, I will say bye for now.
It's Memorial Day. It's time to get out of town and get on the water. This summer, gear up for the fish, the food, and the family. Cabela's Memorial Day Sale. Family events, amazing deals. Your one stop before the campfire. Save $200 on Champion Patriot generators, $100 on select kayaks, and get Cabela's Adult and Youth Deluxe Flotation Vests for just $9.99. Plus, come in and celebrate our Hometown Heroes event. See store for details. Shop in-store and online at Cabela's.com.